This is Rabbi
Osher
Green, who was a Talmud of Rabbi Aaron Zatzal during what years?
From 48 to 51.
From 48 to 51. He'll tell us about his experiences and feelings that and impressions that Rabbi Aaron made on him.
I began, I guess, when I was like a young buck. I was 17 and a half, coming from Torah Das. I know Rabbi Schiff, Yankel Schiff, from Eretz Yisrael. He and I took the same fahir by Rabbi Aaron in Washington Heights. Rabbi Aaron lived at that time in Washington Heights. When he took a fahir, the first time we saw Rabbi Aaron. So my first impression was what? Going to a house, the Gadol Ador.
How'd you know he's the Gadol Ador?
Well, everybody spoke about it. Torah Das, he said, he's the Gadol Ador. Rav Shor was my mentor in Torah Das.
Uh-huh.
He was Talmud of his in Kletz.
Uh-huh.
He told me, Osher, that's the place for you to go. So he sent me there, he sent us his. And we take one look at him, he has eyes, the piercing eyes. It's Rakis HaTereza, it's only this Torah. There was nothing else you could see in the man's eyes. I mean, we were so impressed, I mean, we was not shy. I'll tell you just a little bit of the impression. From the time that I met Rabbi when I was 17 and a half, until I was, let's say, I guess 46, until he was his patira. Any time I would go meet with Rosh Hashivah Zohar Mevracha, I would sweat. It would be like a wet wash rag from the top of my head to my toes, and I'm not a pachadika person. I'm not a person that's really too afraid of, I mean, I can handle myself pretty well.
Yeah.
But with Rosh Hashivah, I sat in his presence as if I didn't exist. I mean, I was such a pachad. Only time that I was able to open up, we spoke in learning, we spoke in Ashkafas, I could open. But otherwise, let's say just as impossible. With this Rakatarza, we were so impressed. We knew as soon as we met him at that time that we're dedicating our lives to what this man says we're going to do, we're going to do. It's just as simple as that. I mean, that if just to give a simple impression how, you know, what would happen. Coming into Lakewood, the first day when we were coming into Lakewood at that time, when I came, there was 47 Talmidim. When I came, 48, there was 47 Talmidim. After them were Kletzker.
48.
And 48, yeah. After 47, yeah, 48. And they were, most of them were Kletzker. Rabbi Blutkin, and there was Rabbi Moshe Eisman, and Rabbi Yisvei. Today Rosh Hashiva is like all over, you know, enough, some of them are not here. But these were the people that there was Rabbi Shol Goldman. Remember, Torah Das was a very warm place.
Yeah, you know, I remember that. They still have the warmth.
I came to Lakewood. I asked one of the president. In fact, I was masked him with this Hesped. I asked him, it was a Kletzker. I says, you can't know if she's open, you'll sit side and maybe you can tell me what time it is. I really wanted to be friendly. I just wanted to talk to somebody. I came from Torah Das to this place. He's with Rosh Hashivah. He says, what's enough for me? Just like that. At the end of the day, he calls me over. He says, Bocher, come here, I'm going to tell you something. Taka, what's enough for me? He says, like this. He says, time to eat. The whole room goes to eat. You're going to go eat. Don't worry about it. You'll have your food. Davin, everybody goes to Davin. The 47, we're going to Davin. Everybody learned. He says, you have to understand what Kletz was. Kletz was, if you didn't only learn, you have nothing to do here.
Okay, but it's more than...
It was a Kletzker.
I thought it was about...
It was a Talmud. He was a product of Rabbi from Europe.
Uh-huh.
They came after the war.
Uh-huh.
And we learned, so the two American boys came at that time, at the same time. That was the first really American boys that came to school. Five was that came at that time, Yanko Schiff came at that time. We had an American Chabur, David Svei, that was Elie Svei's brother, which all came from the same, they came from Telus, we came from Torah Das, he came from both. But when the Americans came that 48, that's when a few Americans came.
Mm-hmm.
And at that time, the Kletzker taught us at that time, what did Kletzker mean? And we were able to, because I'll tell you, the normal American boy could not appreciate Rav Aaron in those years.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the difference was, like you say, the Goyen came, like the Vilna Goyen came in Vilna, that's how Rav Aaron came to America. You know, they needed a light, the world needed a light, and Mr. Bershom sent them here, there's no question about it. And we, if it wouldn't have been for the Kletzker, we would never have appreciated his greatness.
Mm-hmm.
And we wouldn't have been impressed, I mean, we wouldn't know what it was with what he eats such a thing, would it? But they did it, and they impressed us. And it's like you say, it really changed our entire mode of living for the rest of our lives. Not everybody became Rosh Hashivahs, since I was in business many years, but there wasn't a day where I could not learn 4 hours a day. It was impossible. Otherwise, I couldn't do any business whatsoever before if I wouldn't learn 4 hours before I went to work. That was a bond. The Rakis HaTereza. My father and mother were American born.
My parents wanted me to go to school, to college.
Mm-hmm.
My father was, Ravan called my father in and he saw the Baruch Hashem that I'm able to learn. So he says, I don't know what he said. My father's an American boy. He knows the piece of Chumash and Rashi, that's what he knew. My father should have stopped, but he was a Shem and Shabbos, and I'm serious, never shot. But he says, whatever that man said, it's 100% right. I'm going to do whatever he says.
There was a powerful.
You knew that the Emes was taught, the Torah was taught to you.
Mm-hmm.
That they said, Leshmus, Ejdos, Lomay, by the way. But he was Ejdos. I mean, you didn't go in prison. And Baruch Hashem, it gave us a physic for life. It could have heard, like, I'm just an example for myself. I have six sons, but all sitting alone.
Mm-hmm.
Like I'm saying, the oldest one's a Mashkiach here, and Baruch Hashem.
It's all from above.
It's all from above. One little story, maybe interesting for you, Kenny.
Yeah.
After I went into business,
yeah.
We were talking about after my impressions, yes, and became really close. So by the way, we made a yeshiva in St. Louis. That's other stories that I have a lot to say about, because I was close as a Talmud, I was close as a Balabas even, and I was close as a Miyasa of the yeshiva in St. Louis with him, and we had a big shiva. But anyway, it was like this here. When I first went to business, I asked the shiva, I don't know what places, I used to get $40 a week. Is my chalukah, the yeshiva. All of a sudden, maybe $75 a week. I didn't understand. Ayavaz is Yosef Mechemish. One day I can't give more than Mechemish away. I don't need the other $50. I don't need the other $25. Why can't I give it? I asked Rosh Hashiva to Shiloh. So he says, I just want to tell you one thing. I'm going to give you a bracha. You should ask me the same Shiloh 10 years from now. He said, I got a secret to tell you. For Torah, you can give everything away. Because Torah gets kihem chayin uvarach yamein, that's breath. You say that I can say the amount of money I can give away for breathing. Torah is something else. Torah is not stuff. He says you can use a heter and only give a chaymish for it. You can do it, but you're allowed to give more than a chaymish for a living, which is Torah. And that was Ravan. I think that was his approach. I mean, really, it's an immense.
Any more anecdotes you want to hear?
Yeah, and then he mourned me like Moshe Woman met the yeshiva. I didn't see the Rosh Hashiva in 18 years. So he comes over to me. Rosh, what if you think? I left Lakewood, I didn't know, 9 days when you left the unions.
What year did we?
I left in 51. But, you know, from 48 to 51, it wasn't the 6 months I was there. So, and I got married, and I was here for 1 year. Then I had a chavrusa, and they said, oh, you're my cousin, Kolevsky. I can mention Kolevsky, who's Rosh Hashiva now in Israel.
Uh-huh.
So he was my first cousin. We went to chavrusa 4 years in Beis Medrash afterward. And I didn't say goodbye to Rosh Hashiva because I know he'd be mocked, but I should go. I was scared, Koshin. Come on, didn't say goodbye, you know what I mean, which is not nice, but I mean...
Goodbye to go where?
To go to Beis Medrash Elyon.
Oh, you were there, you stayed there?
I was there, yeah, I went from Lakewood to Beis Medrash Elyon.
Uh-huh.
And then it wasn't... Anyway, but then after that, I didn't see him really, I didn't end up too much of a shock, for 18 years. Then he sees me, Usher Green. But what's willst du machen, Yeshiva? Why do I ask him, I want to make a Lakewood Yeshiva in St. Louis. But why do you want to make? I said, well, sir, we tutter in the middle of America, you know, and I'm sweating away like I told you before, and I'm not, yeah. You know, it's not, I didn't tell him that, and I give a whole, you know, Gvaldi. Aber was willst du, Osher Green, machen a yeshiva? Ihr hättet was mir fragt. That was his lotion. And I heard it, you know, and then I understood what he said, so I said, I have three sons, and myself, and said, ich bin in Ashdod, mit drei Kinder, ich darf um a yeshiva. Es ist eine persönliche Energie, es ist die Menschen für sich. Torah means to fazich, Yechushim help. All this thing you want to build Torah in the middle of America, that's all beautiful. But you yourself, you pack and eat it. I'll help you.
It reminded me of the story they said Rav Chaim of Volozhin and the Goyim, when he wanted to make a yeshiva.
Oh,
he refused them, and then he said, so they say, because I heard, I was on a trip to Russia, to Lita and White Russia, so we would do Rabbi Baron,
yeah.
And Rabbi Lay Baron and Rabbi writes a lot. Hetzman.
Oh yeah.
So he was telling over this mice. They both told the same mice with the Chaim Volozhin and the Goyen. He said that he felt there was something fazich. So he said, "Come back." And he came back. He said, "Now I know you really mean
I
it."
I really mean
yeah.
it.
Yeah. He said, he was sharp. He understood exactly what the Indian was going on.
Mamash was like, it was really interesting. He told me another thing which was interesting to me. Personally, also, he said that time, he says, Kum de zelbe verheer met Yankel Schiff. For Schiff, I didn't think of her. Zelbe verheer? He says, du hast besser gemacht in de verheer. Du wirst geblieben bei Lenin, supposed to give him guests of the ankle shift. Chabatina. Well, I'm making a shiva in the middle of America with this and this and that. Everything is beautiful. Oh, but Ibrahim Galimatar was family. They really, he knew nothing else. I mean, and, it was, and that's the way he built everything. And it was by negating everything else and had no real importance. I mean, that created an atmosphere of learning in America, like you said, 100%.
I'm observing.
But I'm an American born. My father's an American born. And I knew about young Israel in America. And I knew about Tereva Das in America. All these things, you should have been fine. Until the Rosh Hashiva came to America, as far as the Lithuania, and still Satmar came in by the Hasidim, those two, as an American born, I could bear witness that America was come out nothing.